Friend, King David wrote in Psalm 31:15, "In you, O Lord, I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. My times are in your hand." Thanks for investing a few moments with me. I want to underscore our role and responsibility in exploiting, yes, exploiting in a good sense, and optimizing the time God has given us. Hey there, friend. I'm Brian Del Turco, a special Jesus Espresso episode. I'm hoping these will be strong shots of kingdom caffeine to power us up through the days in which we live. We need a strong brew, don't we? A strong brew from the Father's cafe. And now on to the brew. In Daniel 11:32, it says, "The people who know their God will be strong and take action." The New King James renders it as, "The people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits." Can we exploit time? Do we have a role and a responsibility to exploit time that God has given us? I think so. In Mark 1:15, Jesus said, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." And the word time here in this statement of Jesus is the Greek word kairos. It's not chronos time like we normally think of hours, days, weeks, years, but kairos as an opportune time, a season, a special window of time. And Jesus said at the outset of his ministry that kairos time is now fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. Repent simply means to change the mind, return to the Lord in his ways, revise our whole life orientation in view of the opportunity and the calling that Jesus is bringing to us. Interestingly, the word gospel in this verse is a word which means good news. It pertained to a royal pronouncement that the king and his complete kingdom have come near. When a king in that day or a Roman emperor would come to a city or would travel, there would be a gospel pronouncement, a good news announcement. It was a royal edict that the king was approaching. And so what Jesus is inviting us to do is to now align, to architect our lives, and to accelerate everything in our lives in harmony with the world that he's bringing back to this planet. You see, kairos time is qualitative time, not quantitative. Again, the word chronos in the New Testament Greek is that quantitative time. Kairos time is different. Kairos is that opportune time. It is a time within time. It's an opportune window. It could be an hour. It could be a day, a month. It could be a year. But it's an opportune season of time that the Lord brings to your life that must be redeemed or purchased. In Ephesians 5, Paul says, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time." Again, redeeming kairos time, because the days are evil. Don't be unwise. Understand what the will of the Lord is. And then he says, "Be filled with the Spirit." Listen to how the Amplified renders it, which brings out some of the layers and nuance of the Greek language. "Therefore, see that you walk carefully, living life with honor, purpose, and courage, shunning those who tolerate and enable evil, not as the unwise, but as wise, sensible, intelligent, discerning people." And now verse 16, "making the very most of your time on earth, recognizing and taking advantage of each opportunity and using it with wisdom and diligence, because the days are filled with evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, thoughtless, but understand and firmly grasp what the will of the Lord is." Well, how do we buy time? If the Lord brings to us a kairos window of time, how do we optimize it? How do we, in a sense, redeem it and purchase it? Well, each opportunity and kairos season must be interpreted by the individual with the help of the Holy Spirit, with the help of the Word of God, maybe some good solid counsel that wants you to win. The Holy Spirit will show you how. It's not just buying things with money necessarily, although it could involve money, but not necessarily. Let me give you some examples. Redeeming time could be courageously walking toward that horizon, walking through that open door. Each step of faith that you take brings more light. It brings more empowerment for the next steps, and you learn as you go. It could be taking a risk and getting to know a woman. Men, the scripture says, he who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. That implies searching and depending upon the Lord to find her. We know it's not good to be alone, but it is good to find a wife and to obtain favor. And so redeeming time could be a season in your life where you are taking that risk, where you are asking, seeking, and knocking, as Jesus taught in the Sermon on the Mount. And you're getting to know women, and specifically, you want to get to know that woman, and with her, with the package comes favor, because it's God's design, unless you're called to singleness, but that's kind of rare. Here's another example of redeeming time: improving something, investing in it, increasing its value, whatever that could be. It could be a material issue. It could be, an opportunity, a business. You invest in it, you increase its value, and you redeem time. It could be consecrating a window of time and following the lead of the Lord to redeem something. We actually participate in His redemption capacity. Maybe it's the renovation of a house. I don't know. Think of the woman who was in tremendous debt in the Old Testament, and the prophet told her to go and collect oil jars. And as many jars as she collected, the oil came miraculously into those jars. She was able to sell the oil, retire the debt, and even have more left over. You see how she participated in that redemption capacity. Prophet was bringing to her a Kairos window opportunity of time. So let's ask for Kairos time from King Jesus and from the Holy Spirit. And let's ask that we would be aware of it, have a heightened sensitivity to discern, and have the wisdom then to practically redeem it. And we can apply this to our life, our family, our community of faith, our nation. It's endless. Jesus is over all things. He's in all things. All things belong to Him. So Kairos time can be applied to anything. It's time within time. And let me share a secret with you. Kairos time is how you leverage time. Droning on and on in Kronos time, things can really get dragged out and extended almost indefinitely, it feels like. But when Kairos time comes within Kronos time, that's an opportunity to leverage time and move the needle in a significant, meaningful way. Now, can we pray together just for a moment? Father, I praise you and thank you for creating me and placing me in time. Please give to me a heightened sensitivity to your Kronos seasons that you bring to me. And give me the courage and the wisdom and the capacity to practically redeem and optimize these seasons. It's all for your story, Father, your glory, Lord. In Jesus' name, we consecrate our time to you. Amen. Stay connected with the podcast and with JesusSmart.com on your favorite listening app. You can subscribe, of course, and click the notification option to be notified when new episodes go live. It's all about you and your world going above and beyond as an apprentice of Christ's kingdom. Hey, thank you for sharing and passing this episode along to your friends, to your contacts, acquaintances. The future belongs to Jesus. He's brilliant. And as we continue walking with Him, we're going to move in that brilliance in a unique way. Catch you next time.